Forest land in South Dakota encompasses more than 1.5 million acres, with the majority of trees found in the Black Hills. Federal and state foresters manage the public forest, and the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources supports private landowners and their forestry goals. DANR Rural Forestry Program Coordinator Patricia Weirich works with landowners on the prairie and in the Black Hills.
I have landowners that are cattle ranchers and having trees that profit and make their cattle more profitable along with the grass. We manage that all the way to the landowners who are more specific to just solely timber production and how to optimize their timber production while also ensuring sustainable ecosystems.
DANR supports the goals of the landowner while guiding their choices for a healthier forest, striving for proper regeneration of trees and or grass, guarding against soil erosion, and optimizing stream health and fish habitat.
And then also we have the fact of fire is very much on most landowners' minds in the Black Hills, and so we do take that into consideration, and we also want those trees thinned out to a point where we don't have a lot of bug issues.
Trust is important, and Weirich takes the time to educate property owners on the value of forest thinning.
I have shown and proven to landowners that if we maybe not do a super aggressive cut, we are a little bit more conservative on the cut, but by actually doing that, how lively and healthy the trees look 1-2 years out.
For greater details on best management practices for South Dakota forests, visit danr.sd.gov. Reporting for the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources, I'm Pam Geppert.